Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 to verse 26. One day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking of themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and giving praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your presence in our life. Let your word, O God, bring you glory and honor and direct us in the way, O Lord, that you want us to be, O God. Let your message bring direction and wisdom that come from you in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. Let everyone who hears we get to transform and stand on his feet and serving you, O Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Jesus. Lord, speak to each and everyone. Think clearly, O God. Let your message bring help, wholeness, hope, O Lord, healing, grace upon grace upon your people. Help me to deliver your message, O Lord, and take this message and spread it with the power of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, to reach the lost and to revive your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We see here in this scripture, as we have read, the paralytic man, why he was paralyzed. It is a sickness, but what is the reason? According to the Lord Jesus Christ, it is sin. Sin is a danger of things in your life. You live in sin and practice sin, you will end up in paralysis. You will be a person who is stagnant, ineffective, no fruit, like this paralytic man. He cannot move, he cannot do anything. It means that he is useless, he is crippled, he is disabled. Sin will disable you. Whatever sin, immorality, telling lies, stealing, cheating, slandering, anger, bad attitude, all the sin will paralyze you. The sin will make you ineffective, unfruitful, crippled person. And you need to repent. Sin can lead also to sicknesses. Anger can cause hypertension. Immorality can cause AIDS, syphilis, and other venereal disease that transmitted by sex. Sin can cripple your physical health and your body. Anger can cause hypertension, heart disease, a lot of things, headache, tension, insomnia. All this can be caused by sin. And also sin can make you disabled. Because when you sin, you open the door for demons and Satan to enter your life. There will be transfer of evil spirit, especially immorality. Those who practice sex before marriage or outside the marriage, they are open And sure, they are receiving demons in their body. And these demons can manifest a lot of things. Can cause physical illness, can cause mental illness, paralysis can cause, migraine can cause, a lot of things, deaf and mute spirit, all this evil spirit can transfer through immorality. So, sin can make you a paralytic person. But today Christ is telling you, you can come to me. Christ died on the cross for our sin. He took our sin and He pinned them on the cross. He paid the price to redeem us. And He was wounded. They wounded Him. They whipped His back. They put the crown of thorns on His head. They slapped Him on His face. The wounds and the bruises that He bruised, it bring us healing. Peter said, by His wound you are healed. The wounds of Jesus give healing. Physical healing, physical illness, and spiritual, emotional, mental healing. Clear conscience and comfort, assurance of forgiveness, assurance of eternal life with Christ Jesus our Lord. The Pharisees on the meeting that we have read, they were upset and they were asking, who can forgive sin but God alone? Yes, Christ is the Lord. He's God. He's God the Son. There's God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. He is God the Son. And we find here that there was a meeting. You know, in the meeting here, we find that the writer spoke that Jesus was teaching the Pharisees and the teacher of the law. And those who came from different kind of villages, he said, they came from, they had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. So it seemed that they were invited. There was a special meeting. They were invited to hear the message from the Lord, to hear the teaching. They come to the Pharisee and they would check what this guy is saying, what he's preaching, what he's teaching, and they will try to find fault on him. But the thing is here, God has another purpose of it. It say here in verse 18, it say, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. So there was a purpose here for the meeting. God wants to heal somebody sick. And to heal somebody sick is not only for healing, but to give him repentance and salvation. So there was a preparation for something else God wanted to do, God wanted to show. And here the meeting directed from the teaching to the Pharisee to give concern for one more soul to enter the kingdom of God. Verse 19 says, some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat, and they tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. Oh, wow. Now here, clearly God's purpose for the meeting is revealed. God is not after the Pharisees alone, but God also after about one more soul to enter His kingdom. Now we have here few men. Possibly those men no one had invited. They don't have position. They don't have a prestige. But they know one thing. They know that there's somebody who needed Christ in his life. Somebody in sin, somebody in suffering, somebody paralytic, somebody had been hurt and harmed by living in darkness and under the power of Satan and demons. And today he needed Christ in his life. We learn a lot of things from those men who brought the paralytic. Sometimes Jesus, he said to us, do that and do this. But here, as he was teaching the Pharisees, He may not told them do this and do this, but he showed them something in a practical way, and he imparted to them a teaching. And today, God, as he showed this miracle, and how he showed those men who carry him, God want to teach us. God want to teach men. God want to teach you certain things. What are the things that we learn from those men who carry the paralytic on a mat? We learn the following. They took the initiative. We need to take the initiative to go to the people. People are paralytic, affected, harm. Don't wait for somebody to tell you, go for someone else. There are people who are ready. People who are suffering. People already have hated their sin. And they need somebody to go to them and carry them to Jesus. They may not be aware of it. But there is a need. That need, you can offer it by bringing them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Take the initiative, my brother. Take the initiative, my sister. Take the initiative, dear church, and move forward to the lost. Move forward and find where are they and bring them to the Lord. We need to have the initiative to reach a new city, a new language group, a new country, a new village, a new community, a new society, a new area, virgin area for the gospel. We need to take the initiative. Second, those men, they have unity in mind for one thought. And this, in their mind, is the mind of Christ. Christ's mind, if there are many crowd around Jesus, a big crowd around the Lord, there are 1 million believers, but still, God wants one more soul into His kingdom. We need to have thirst to bring one more soul into the kingdom of God. We must be united in one thought that we are not run after position or church or invitation as the Pharisees, but we need to have the mind of Christ, humility to go and do the work quietly, faithfully for one more soul to bring right in front of Jesus. You may ask that those people, maybe they are free, they don't have jobs, or they are not having family responsibility, or they are in vacation. No, those people, they are responsible. They have families. They have work. They have concern. They have a problem. They have a lot of things that may hinder them. But they took the priority to bring one soul into the kingdom of God. There are people who brought you to Christ. There are people who carry me to Jesus. And today, I need to have this mind. Those people who brought me, they were also busy with their own life. They have own problem. They were having their own struggle, but they think about me. That this guy, this person, he needs Christ. There are people who thought about you, that this brother, this sister, this man, this boy, he needs Christ. And they come to you. Today, you need to have the same mind. Whatever your reason, it not approve that you will not go to others and bring them to Christ. You need to go on and bring one more soul into the kingdom of God. What we learn from those men who carry the paralytic on a mat? We learn that we need to have compassion, pain, and love to the lost soul. It is Christ who revealed himself to the man. Christ will bring salvation. Christ will bring healing. But we need to have the compassion. The compassion is this. If I would not go to this person would die in his sin, and that's true. Christ revealed himself to me, but there's a person who carried me to Christ. And he carried me because he has compassion. If he would not come, I would die in my sin. We need to have compassion on the people. There are people suffering around you. In the next door, in your family, in the next shop, in the next building, in the next street. On your way as you're going and you are coming, people suffering. And God called you today to go to them. You pray to God, Lord, give me pain and compassion for the lost soul. They are souls we need to carry as a church unto Him. God had called us today to bring them to Christ. We need to have compassion. Oh Lord, fill our heart with pain and compassion and love to the lost souls so that we bring them into Thy kingdom, O God. Oh Lord, give us compassion that those men have compassion to bring soul into Thy kingdom. What we learn more from those men who carry the paralytic. We learn to offer our life to God. God had given us life, and my life must be testimony. We cannot go to others and we have bad testimony. We cannot go to others and still we are not repenting from our sin. When they go to the paralytic, he is paralytic because of his sin. We cannot carry others if we are still in sin. If we ourselves paralytic, we cannot carry others to Christ. We need to be in repentance. The Pharisees, they came alone. Because they were in sin, they cannot bring anyone right in front of Jesus. Themselves, somebody should carry them to Christ. Our life is God's testimony. And we need to keep the testimony clear so that we can go to the sinners and bring them. What God give you more? God give you feet. God give me feet to go on. He say, go. Go and make disciples. Go and preach the good news. Those men, they went with their feet. Their mind is occupied with the work of God. The same for our mind. What God give us more? Mouth. The mouth that God give us is to go and bring the people to the knowledge and the wisdom of the Lord by saying to them the word of God, the counsel of God, the message of the Lord, to convince them to come out from sin into the light of Christ. What God give us more? God give us hands to carry, strength and body to carry people to Christ. What for God give us? Healthy body. And I pray, Lord, give me healthy body. Keep my body healthy so I can go and bring others into His kingdom. Healthy body God has given us to go and carry. Even if you are sick, still you can carry others to Christ. Because not you, it's the grace of God working through you, through your weaknesses, to bring others into His kingdom. What we learn more from those men who carry the paralytic. Say, when they could not find a way to do this, they want to go inside the house, but the house was crowded, they could not enter in. And any time when we go on to serve the Lord, to bring one more soul into His kingdom, we find that devil is opposing us. Paul said to the church in Thessalonica, he said, I, Paul, I want to come to you again and again, but devil stop me. Devil will stop us from reaching the lost. Will not allow us to reach the lost. But we need to be open to this idea. As there is devil opposition, I need not to give up. If devil is opposing me, I need not to stop. I need to continue. That is confirmation to me that God wants me to go into this direction. They did not bring that person on mat home when they saw there's no way to enter. Okay, we have done our part, we cannot do it anymore, we'll go back. No. It is obstacles. But God would give us the perseverance and the endurance to bring one more soul, whatever difficulty, to carry him right in front of Jesus. So we need not to give up in the situation of opposition. That's what we learn from these people who carry the paralytic on a mat. When there's opposition or hardship, we should not give up. We should continue, go on and persevering until we bring that soul right in front of Jesus. What we learn more? They say here, when they could not find a way in verse 19 to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. How they brought him in? They took him to the roof. This is God's way. They'll go to the roof. That is what God inspired them to do at that time. It is God's way through the roof. Through the tiles, yes, it is God's way. And as long we are bringing people right in front of Jesus, this is the right way. What we learn from here, those men, they were creative. God taught them how to do it. We need to be also creative. We are creative in our work. We are creative with our family. We are creative in our holiday. But let us be also creative for God to bring one more soul into His kingdom. Those people, they were creative. And we need to be creative also. If there's obstacles, we should not give up. We should stand firm. Lord, teach me how I can overcome. God is willing to tell you now. Right now, if you have obstacles, you pray, Lord, teach me how to overcome these obstacles. Right now, God is going to teach you how to overcome the obstacles to bring that soul into His kingdom. Through the tiles, through the internet, through the telephone, through text, through messages written on paper. There are different ways that the message of the Lord can reach the people and make them face Christ face to face. We need to be creative. What we learn from those people? Those people, they did not delight in position or a prestige, but they delight in service. We learn we should not be like the Pharisees, fault finders and accusers, and try to hinder others. Look, we need to be God's servant. God called me, whatever my position in the church, in the ministry, but I am God's servant to go and carry. And to the end of my life on earth, I dedicate my hand and my feet and my body, and I pray, Lord, give me a healthy body so that I will go and carry. We should not be delighted in position and prestige and invitation and showing off and boasting. We should delight only to carry the lost souls. And that's what God wants us to do. He came down from heaven to search for us. As He found us, we need to go, be willing to associate with people of low position, be willing to suffer, be willing to go under the sun, be willing to spend money for the lost, be willing to smell urine and stool and carrying people on mat. Be willing to suffer in order that these lost souls, you bring them from darkness, from the furnace of devil, into the light and the prosperity of the Lord, living with God forever. So we learn from them not to love ourselves only, but to love others in order for them to know Christ and be found in Him and to follow Him. What we learn from those people? In verse 20, it says, when Jesus saw their faith, He said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Jesus here, He did not see the faith of the paralytic, but He saw the faith of those people who carry Him. We need to have faith. If we say, oh, it is useless, there is no use. Even if I go and tell them, they will not believe. If you have these things in your mind, then nothing will happen, dear. Nothing will happen, sister. Nothing will happen, brother. We need us to be gone and move. We should have faith that my labor in the Lord, not in vain. And those people, they will come to Christ. Sooner or later, one day, they will believe in Christ. And my labor is not in vain. Every time I go out, I believe that God has sent me. And I believe that those people I am going to, they will come to Christ. They will serve Him. They might be better than myself today. This is my faith. And God, when He looked to their faith, and God, when He looked to my faith, and God, when He looked to your faith, He will act. And He will do. He say here very clearly, when He saw their faith, He thought to the person who came paralyzed, friend, your sins are forgiven. We should have faith that God can change the people. God can forgive the people. God can grant the people their repentance. Jesus can bring healing and miraculous things. In verse 25 and 26, after He did the miracle and the paralytic, He took His mat. He stood up in front of them, took up what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. When that had happened, everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. Do you want to see remarkable things? Do you want to see God's miracle? Do you want to see great things that God is going to do in your life? If you want to see these things and you enjoy it, then go on and carry others. Go on and save him. Go on and persevere in the bringing soul, and you will see how God will make you a creative person, how God will make you a fruitful, effective person in bringing souls into his kingdom. Let's come to the Lord and pray. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word to me today. Lord, before you had sent someone to me when I was paralyzed, when I was in sin, I was in darkness. And that person, Lord, had persevered to carry me. He tolerated me. He accepted me. He helped me, O God. Lord, as you remind me today, put in my heart compassion. Put in my heart willingness to go on and serve you and be willing to suffer in order to bring one more soul into thy kingdom. Lord, I commit my life unto you, Lord. I want you, Lord, to use me to bring souls into thy kingdom. This is my prayer in Christ's name. Lord, I pray for everyone who prayed this prayer, that you use them. And your word that you had been sent would change people. Even there are people paralytic as they hear your word and voice, Lord. They will get healed. They will stand up. They repent, Lord. Oh God, and they will go on and serve you, Lord, and bring others into thy kingdom. I pray for every worker and disciple. As he hears the message, he will revive, oh God. He will understand your will that you had called him not to have a position and sit down, but you had called him to stand on and go and speak your word and live his life unto you and carry others into thy kingdom. Lord, make that person creative. Provide for him. Equip him. Encourage him so that he can go and save you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Lord, protect your word and take your word to the very end of the ages, O God. Bless it, O God, and use this word for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.